Well, folks, we have just ended Crush here. We are in Healdsburg, California, and it is a beautiful day here. A little chilly last night, but all the grapes are in, the wines are being made, and another exciting vintage. I'm here with Susan
Luker.
And we have some beautiful Chardonnay on the table. To me, over the years, I've always associated Simi with great Chardonnay.
I think that dates back to Zelma Long. Zelma really perfected Chardonnay here, and we try to just live up to her standards still. And I think this one we did a great job with. The 2011 is beautiful.
What a great vintage this was. Now, again, we're going to be talking about another area here, which I consider Healdsburg to be a hub to. Right down the road and very close adjacent to here is the Russian River area, which is a wow area all over the world. Now people are going, oh, I want Russian River, and there's a reason why.
Well, the Russian River really is what affects most of the weather in Sonoma County as far as making it a great place to grow grapes. But Russian River is, I think you can grow everything beautifully in Russian River. Everything except maybe Cabernet.
There are some old vineyards and some pockets there that are very fascinating in Russian River. And we're going to be talking about Chardonnay today. Let's talk about the fruit, where it's coming from, and this is a beautiful wine.
Oh, thank you. It's primarily estate fruit from our Goldfields vineyard, and then we also source fruit from the Dutton family. So we have a couple, Dutton Perry, Dutton Coon. Duttons really know what they're doing when it comes to growing grapes, especially in Russian River.
They've been at it for a while.
They have. I don't know if they're third generation, fourth generation now, but they are definitely the family in Russian River.
Simi really has a foundation for Chardonnay, and it goes back a long ways. This is really an exciting wine. Full-bodied Chardonnay is a great thing.
It is, but it still has that delicacy, that bright acid that you get from Russian River with the cool, cool nights. And then again, it's barrel fermented, so that gives it a little bit more richness. About 50% new wood, so balanced oak. The fruit really stands up to that oak. And then malolactic, we're kind of judicious with the malolactic, just enough to kind of soften it up and round it out, but not take away all that acidity.
All right, well, folks, Chef just brought two dishes to the table. He must have thought that Susan and I were very hungry here. It's time for some great food and wine here on Have Wine Will Travel. Susan, pour us another glass of that. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Chef Matt just brought another dish to the table here. Folks, we're at the Renaissance Hotel in beautiful Seattle, Washington. And this is downtown. This is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. But this downtown is just set up so perfectly for the folks. There must be 30 beautiful restaurants within walking distance of this hotel. And one of the best ones is right up the elevator, 28 floors. Matt, another great dish here, another great wine. You tell them about this dish. This is beautiful.
Well, this is our chicken. This is Draper Valley Farms here in Washington. And we just serve this with the, roasted garlic mashed potatoes and a forage mushroom ragu that we get, local mushrooms. So, again, very simple but tasty.
Because this produce, again, is coming out. Mushrooms right at your back door and all this great produce. They almost get shoved aside because everything else is so good. But you put them all together and it's almost like a well-blended wine.
Serving local food with local wines. It all goes good together.
These are two beautiful white wines, but we're going to go on to our big red wines now, folks.